This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by PlockitPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with PlockitPocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be joined in the next segment with Gerald Celente. And one of the things I want to talk to him about is, of course, economic trends. He covers trends in a wide variety of areas. Before I get to that, though, there's some breaking news that's up on Infowars.com from Jonathan Oosting. NRA celebrates new Michigan laws exempting gun records from public disclosure. Now, the interesting thing about this is that when you compare it to the other article that's another article up on Infowars.com from Mikhail Phelan, where the SWAT team in Massachusetts is refusing a Freedom of Information request from the ACLU saying, we're a private organization. We're not going to give you any statistics about what we do or how often we do it. And totally closing them off. And to which the ACLU said, well, if you are truly a private organization, then you're breaking the law. But contrast that to what was going on in Michigan. You had people in Michigan, this law in Michigan, as well is a response to what was going on in New York as well. Well, where people were using Freedom of Information requests to get information about individual gun owners. That's not what FOIA was about. FOIA was there to give us transparency and insight into what our government is doing, not to let us spy on our neighbors. So they're celebrating the fact that they now have a new Michigan law that will protect gun records. These are private records. They should not be subject to FOIA requests. There's no reason for the public to have that information. If you look at that article, there's a great picture on there of a gun done by somebody named Travis Knight, my son. I think it's a great picture. Now, Gerald is going to be joining us in just a little bit, Gerald Celente. And, of course, yesterday we had some economic revision. You know, they love to revise these economic numbers as they go along. They give us one number, and then the next quarter they say, well, you know, it was actually worse than we thought, but now it's improving. Well, this was a major revision. An article that's up on Infowars.com says the U.S. economy has collapsed. This is a monstrous negative revision. We're not talking about a recession. We're talking about a collapse, and that's by Max Slavo. Now, other people have reported on this. We've got MarketWatch saying the economy stumbles and a first quarter historic fall. They say the 2.9% drop in GDP is the biggest during economic expansion since World War II. That kind of puts it in perspective. We see another one here from Bloomberg. They say, well, it's the most in 5 years. You know, you can pick your points to try to make it read any way you want to. But then, of course, Obama wants it to look as though it's anybody's fault but his own. And this is an article from TheFederalist.com. They say the economy tanked last quarter and it's everybody's fault but Obama. And they point out how the liberal organizations like Think Progress and, of course, Huffington Post will come in and say, hey, it was good that things didn't fall as much as we thought because, and one of the reasons is because healthcare spending is on the rise. That's a good thing. And as he points out in this article, he said, hey, I thought Obamacare was supposed to reduce our healthcare costs. Of course it wasn't. It was there to make profits for the insurance companies that wrote it. And then, of course, this tweet from Huffington Post, Obamacare just saved the economy from contraction. Ah, but then they find out that it's not 1% decline, but it's now a 3% decline. So now they've got to find a cause. Well, guess what? The cause was the weather. It was the winter. You know, it was a very cold winter. And, of course, MarketWatch.com picks up on that. They said the cold weather cost the U.S. economy about $15 billion, maybe. And they're a little bit skeptical because this is a yet another revision. And, of course, there are many other factors. But, of course, Obama jumps in with the weather, but he has a completely different take on it. Okay, he's going to save the economy and save us with global warming measures, okay? He says his initiatives are going to combat global warming and save consumers more than $60 billion in energy costs. This is the Washington Post's take on that. Well, of course, you're going to then pay twice that amount of money if you really do save it on energy costs. You're going to pay twice that amount of money in carbon taxes. to people who are private organizations. It's going to be a kind of indulgence that we'll pay them for all the energy that we use. But of course, the energy prices are not going to go down because they're shutting down power plants everywhere. But you've got the Washington Post, the New York...
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour, and joining us this segment is Gerald Celente, famous trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal. Before I go to Gerald, I want to tell you that we've got some specials of the Alex Jones Show. This is what supports the operation at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Survival Shield X2 and Fluoride Shield, two bottles of our best formulas for 30% off, and our Super Detox Special for a very limited time while supplies last. Or you can get the fluoride out with our Fluoride Shield formula by itself for 25% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And we also, at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special offer for the ProPure water filters. If you get a ProPure G2.0 Big System, you get a free wire stand, as well as use the promo code WATER to save 10% off of your water filter. So check those out. It helps your health, it helps your family, and it helps to support our operation. Now, joining us, as I just said, is Gerald Salenti. His website is trendsresearch.com. His journal, Trends Journal, is put out on a quarterly basis. I've got a copy right here on my desk. It's a nice publication. I want to talk to him about a variety of things. I want to talk about economics and his forecast on that. But Gerald is all about the big picture. And in the big picture, of course, war is looming heavy. Because that's a major factor that is driving the people who are making the decisions, who are pushing us into war, and he has a lot to say about that. But, Gerald, welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
Thanks for joining us. I wanted to first, before we get into the articles that you've got here, you've got one article, Washington is driving the world to the final war. I want to get your comments on that and have you flesh that out for the audience. But before we get to that, I wanted to get your take on this major revision in the economy yesterday from a GDP decline of 1% to all of a sudden tripling it to 3%. And one of the publications pointed out that's the largest decline during expansion since World War II.
Yeah, it's also the greatest revision that's ever been done since 1976.
Yeah.
And by the way, the winter up here in the East was terrible. It was one of the worst I ever remember in my life. So there's no question that it hit the markets.
Mm-hmm.
However, the story's bigger than that because you keep looking at the numbers. So let's say we even cut off, we cut it in half. It was still down by, let's say, 1.5%. Now, this is after dumping trillions and trillions and countless trillions into the economy to prop it up. It's not working. There's other numbers that came out today that verify it. And here are some of them. You start looking at consumer spending. Well, it was down. They expected it to increase. It didn't. Now you're also hearing from one of the Fed chair, the Fed presidents saying that interest rates may go up as early as the first quarter of 2015. This, David, has been an interest rate recovery, period, paragraph. Not only here, what do they have over there in the European Union? Negative interest rates? You can't make this stuff up. Really? If somebody, I'm going up with negative interest, what are you out of your mind? The only people this is enriching, and the only reason the equity markets are at where they are, is because of interest rates so cheap and all the cheap money. So let's do the numbers. You're looking at merger and acquisition for the first two quarters of this year that are almost at the height of just before the crash in 2007. We're looking at $10 billion a day worth of merger and acquisition activity. Now, this is at a time when you're looking again at those numbers that you were talking about. There's no GDP growth. It's negative growth. So what do we have? It's screwing the little people. Because when I was a young man, they used to have this quite little thing. They were called savings accounts. So people worked hard, put money away, and the money that they put away was way above the inflation rate.
Right.
Now you have your money in the bank. This is what you get back. You get nothing back. So it's hurting everybody across the board. It's setting up a crisis for retirement. And it's also pumping up the housing markets and the equity markets. Again, you look at the numbers. They're all down. Spending is down. Housing isn't that strong, even though we have all this cheap money in there, because first-time home buyers, which usually account for over 40% of home sales, that's now down to around 25%. Because young people get lousy jobs. Oh, and by the way, it's going to get worse because of all the consolidation. So you don't have a housing. It's the housing market recovery is minimal when you put it into the grander context. And again, comparing what housing sales are now compared to what they were back you know, when the bubble was being inflated. You also, by the way, you have the housing bubble in China has deflated. The only people that don't know it are the people that don't watch it or that believe the guys that get paid a lot of money to go on CNBC and Bloomberg and report the big lies. Because I can tell you firsthand, and it was a trend, one of the top trends we had in the Trends Journal for 2014, Chinatown boom, they're flooding the area. Mm-hmm. They're buying up properties that they don't even know what they're going to do with. I know this firsthand. And I'm talking about companies coming out of Hong Kong with assets in real estate that are in the $20, $30, and $40 billion range. Because they're not buying up in the cities anymore because the prices are too high, so they're going out to the outskirts. Because the bubble has hit already in China. We're going up for a crash that's far worse than the panic of 08. Everything is in place. You look again, as you well reported with these phony numbers that came out, and again, this is coming out from the government, so you know they're even underestimating it. Matter of fact, there's an article today by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I think it was on your site. Having some of the facts there about how the Clinton administration put in these phony numbers so we're not really looking at the right inflation rate. Mm-hmm. So you add all this together, the GDP numbers are much worse than what they're putting out.
Well, you know, as you pointed out, we don't have these things called savings accounts anymore because they really don't want Americans to own anything. They want an elite few to own everything, whether it's our cars, our transportation, our homes, our real estate. And as you point out, there's been a panic from the Chinese trying to move their fiat currency into some real hard assets. But that's coming to an end now, isn't it?
Yes, but they're buying up in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to put their money someplace, and you have the bubble over there. And again, all things are connected.
That's right.
Because when all else fails, they take you to war.
Yes, and that's the key thing.
Interesting today.
That's what I want to talk to you about in the long segment. But, of course, you know, there's also the economic – one of these articles that we've got up today about the economy on Infowars.com is from Max Slavo, and he's quoting – from some economists who said that the inventory drawdowns took down 1.7% from GDP number because companies don't build inventories if they don't have anybody to buy it. And people aren't buying it because they're losing their jobs because they're too expensive, especially at the low end, because of healthcare mandates. But it's going to get much worse, Gerald, isn't it? Because we're going to see a lot of people losing their jobs to automation. I was talking about the transportation industry, how they're looking at 3 to 5 years out. Having self-driving cars, well, there go the taxi drivers, there go the UPS drivers, there go the long-term truck drivers. They're going to be replaced by metal cans. It's not the Mexicans, it's the metal cans, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it's even worse than that. There goes your life, too. I mean, really, they can't fix it. You can't get the ignition switch right. You know,
exactly.
Not enough. Exactly. How many tens of thousands of billions, millions and millions of automobiles are they recalling? Oh yeah, now we're gonna have a perfect one that could drive itself. You know who the cars have been designed by? Geeks and video game freaks. That's all they are.
But what's gonna happen, Gerald, is what's gonna happen is when these things fail, it's gonna be quietly ignored by the media. And then, of course, the corporations will pay massive amounts to the families in order to cover up the fact that their car drove them into a wall or drove them off of a bridge or whatever. Whatever the mode of failure. I mean, we've seen that with the rapid acceleration of cars from multiple automobile manufacturers. That's pretty much been kept quiet. Not a lot has been said about that. And we know that as they take over, there's going to be failures because, of course, these cars and these computer programs, these map apps, they're all being done by humans. So you're not going to eliminate human error. Or you're just going to transfer it to another place.
Exactly. Look, again, the ignition problem. Look how they covered it up with General Motors, the company that we bailed out.
Yeah.
Again, merger of state and corporate powers, fascism. Look at they can't get the airbag problem fixed. And they're going to have a self-driving car Still a con, man. The con is perfect. That's all it is. It's one big con. Hey, look how smart smartphones have made everybody. You know,
right.
This is another lie, a big technological boost for the people that are making the dough, and all it's going to do is to make a bad situation much worse. Again, look at the recall numbers.
That's right. We're going to come back right after the break. I want to talk to you briefly about this book and possible film in the spirit of ZZ in the short segment. In the long segment, I want you to tell us about where you see the final war going and where it's coming from.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners here today. Visit mycreditcardknife.com to see this covert knife in action and claim yours for free. It's the same knife you've seen in the airline magazines for $29.95, but today it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. mycreditcardknife.com, mycreditcardknife.com. Go now.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's
so high.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have on the phone with us Gerald Celente. And we've just been talking about his economic forecasts. In this short segment, Gerald, I want to talk to you about this book and film that you've got, What ZZ Gave Honey Boy. I just saw Jersey Boys over the weekend with my wife, and I thought it was interesting in the story where at one point Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons realize that one of the group members has essentially sold the group out to the mob, that they're massively in debt to the mob. I thought that's kind of an analogy for America, isn't it? But I'd like to hear your take, because your take is, as you subtitle it here, a true story about love, wisdom, and the soul of America. I'd like to see that film.
Well, here's the book. And right, of everything I've ever written, David, and I've written a lot of stuff over the last, 35 years, this is my favorite. And Zizi, Zia is the, in Italian, that's aunt. And Zizi is your auntie.
Oh, okay.
And she was my aunt. And I used to visit her all the time, and I was going through a divorce. Her husband just died. And we used to play Scrabble all the time. And one day, she used to cook for me like all Italian women do. She could hardly walk. I'm coming back from the city, and the sink is filled up with pots and pans. She used to not only cook for me when I was there, but enough for me to take home for a week. And I start washing the dishes. She says, sit down. She says, you're my guest. I says, I'm cleaning the dishes. And she said to me, you know, Gerald, I listened to the news all day yesterday. What a bunch of begins with an S. They must think we're all morons. I stopped what I was doing and I wrote those words down. In 3 months, I wrote this book. And I used to call every time I wrote a couple of pages. And it was what this country used to be. How her and her husband, they had a butcher's shop in the Bronx. And how they were able to buy a lovely home in the nice section of Yonkers. How the family used to be there. How there was, when this was truly the land of opportunity. And she used to tell me, my grandfather, may his soul rest in peace. She said, you know, your grandfather, when he came from Italy, was so proud to be an American. He was the first on line. On the voting booth. This is on the east side of New York, the Upper East Side. And she said, now, they call me up and they say, Mrs. Villani, the Democratic Party, she's a Democrat, can we pick you up to go vote? She said, you know what you could do? You could pick me up to go shopping. I can't get out. So I wouldn't vote for any of you crooks.
Yeah.
And we started going back and forth about what life used to be in America. And what it's become, the criminal operations, the immorality, that they could even have a thing where they could justify killing suspected terrorists with drones, where they could take us to war for lies, outright lies, and then put up that little guy with a bad attitude, the Vice President of the United States, Cheney, and keep spewing out his lies, and there's no dignity anymore. There's no respect. There's lack of courage. So this book is about when it used to be and how to get it back. And this is an independent film. People are just doing this that read the book. So anybody that wants to help this film, by the way, Doris Roberts, the woman who played Everybody Loves Raymond, she's going to be playing Zizi. And she's the perfect person for it.
That's
and
great.
The website is ZiziandHoneyBoy.com. And it's an independent film, and they're shooting it now. Doris Roberts has signed up. So anybody that wants to help bring Zizi back to life, and boy, do we need here now.
That's great.
What you can do.
You know, Gerald, as I've told you in the past, my wife is part Italian and from New York. And so I know a lot of people that came over as immigrants. They came over because they loved America. And in many cases, unlike people like the first time I met my wife, she said, what nationality are you? And I said, I'm an American. And she said, yeah, funny. No, where are your people from? It's like, well, America. I mean, they've been here for hundreds of years. So I don't have any recollection of that. But, in many cases, the people who came over and realized what they were leaving saw what tyranny was about, whether they were in East Germany or some other place, and they realized the control that government had over their lives, when they tasted freedom, they appreciated it and they loved it more in America than they did elsewhere. But I'm very concerned about the demographic surge that we see with illegal aliens just opening up the border and collapsing them and bringing them in at such young ages and in such numbers that it's not a melting pot anymore.
No, it's not, that the whole country's been destroyed by the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's coming across the border as a lot of criminals. Hang on, we're going to be right back.
Okay.
Hang on, we're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to talk about Washington's final drive for final war. That's out of the Trends Journal. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I have Gerald Celente from Trends Journal with me on the line. And I was just given this article from Kit Daniels, just went up on the Infowars.com website. TSA to raise groping fees that are being charged to passengers. That's right, they're going to raise fees. And of course, these are going to be fees that are hidden in your airline ticket prices. The new fees are going to be $5.60 for a nonstop flight and an extra $5.60 for each leg of the trip. This kind of reminds me of that movie Brazil that Terry Gilliam did, kind of a Monty Python take on 1984, where they've got the wrong guy, but they come in with a SWAT team raid. They break into his apartment. They put the black bag over his head. And then while he's tied up and while they let one hand loose while he's in the bag, they have him sign a sheet of paper agreeing to pay for his interrogation. You know, that's what this has come to. It's not a joke anymore. It's you look at Brazil, and instead of laughing at it, you're saying, yeah, that's happening now. You know, that was something decades old, but now we see that happening. And before I get back to Gerald, I just want to tell you that we just finally got back in stock a limited supply of InfoWars Lung Cleanse. That's not going to last long, so you can go to InfoWarsLife.com. Get that while supplies last. Of course, that's something to help you. It's an herbal lung cleanse, the most powerful on the market, to help support your respiratory system, to help you deal with the toxic air and the environmental issues that you get from breathing our toxic environment. That's available now for a limited time, finally back in stock. So, Gerald, what do you think about the TSA charging us, adding these hidden fees to our airline tickets?
Well, you know, before I get into that, I was mentioning about the Bloods and the Crips.
Mm-hmm.
They're the Democrats and the Republicans. They're murderers and they're thieves. You know, when I get emotional, when I was talking about the Zizi, what this country used to be like and what it's turned into. I mean, I've been around. I know what it was. And it breaks my heart. And so when I say the Bloods and the Crips, I'm not saying that sarcastically.
Oh,
look
yeah.
what they've done to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
Look what they've done to Afghanistan. Look at the murder on their blood on their hands. Look how they steal our money. You're talking about the TSA now. Oh, yeah, that's going to stop it. Oh, yeah. Hey, David, how about these millions of people that are coming over the border?
Not concerned about them.
Not dress up like Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra. I mean, if anybody wants to come in, hey, you know, you get online, man. It's a long line. They keep flowing over. Who are they BSing with this crap that by listening to us, by feeling us up, by stealing our money, and by sending our people to go kill other people, that they're protecting us, and the imbeciles believe this garbage?
And this
I can't stop kids from coming over the border.
Well, it's the same agency. It's the same agency that is groping people at the airports and now adding fees to our tickets that has essentially opened our borders to literal gangs that are coming across with part of this drug war. That more people are dying in Mexico than have died in Afghanistan and in Iraq. And that's the drug war that our government is supplying, as well as saying that they're fighting it at the same time. And now they're bringing that violence into our country, opening the borders while they increase the harassment of people who come in via airplanes, who come in legally.
And again, it's not only here. Just mm-hmm. what the Nobel Peace Prize winner did when he and Samantha Powers and Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton did with the destabilizing Libya, overthrowing a sovereign government and destabilizing the entire region with the covert war in Syria, with the destabilization, with the Iraq war, Afghan war. They're flooding into Europe. They can't stop them. Last week, 2 weeks ago, it was like 8,000 people just coming into Italy.
That's right.
So it's a destabilization worldwide being caused by people who are mentally ill. Does anybody have to see a sicker SOB than Cheney or Kerry? That guy's always shooting his mouth off, man. One loser after another, one vicious war, and people are wondering why it's not working. So when I say Bloods and Crips, I mean it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm looking at the spring edition of Trends Journal. People can get that at trendsjournal.com. The cover says, "War or Peace? We the people should decide." You have a lot to say about the Iraq War, how we got into that 11 years on, and look at what's happening now. We see this all folding up, don't we?
David, a trend alert. February 18th, 2003. Weeks before the war, Gannett News had asked me to do a op-ed piece, and then we expanded it for the subscribers to the Trends Journal. Here's what we said. While the victory on the battlefield may be swift considering the massive military power of the United States, the war against Iraq will be eventually lost. And we said it would devolve into a civil war, unrelenting suicide attacks against coalition forces, against and people vowing to fight down to the last man to repel invaders. It keeps going on. Trend alert. March 28, 2005, Iraq, trend update, real war, fake democracy, what's next? Top trend trends, 2005, doing the Iraq drag. Washington's promise and the Pentagon's prophecy that this year's elections will establish democracy and facilitate U.S. troop reductions are as inaccurate as claims made last year by Vice President Dick Cheney that the Iraq war is behind us and Major General Raymond Odierno's predictions that, quote, we have 6 to 12 months left of this insurgency.
Yeah.
On and on and on. We've been documenting it from before the war happened, saying exactly what would happen. And what does the prostitute media do? They keep bringing back all of the losers as this thing is going down the toilet to ask them what they should do next and what they see ahead.
Well, you know, I think the public looks at this and says, look at this. It was a failed invasion. It was a failed counterinsurgency. The whole point is to keep war continually going, isn't it? They knew they weren't going to win this counterinsurgency.
Again, yes. And it goes back to 9/11.
Yes.
You know, the new Trends Journal is coming out in a couple of weeks. And we really broke this down. And you look, go back just a few weeks before the 9/11. Bush's popularity in the polls was down to 51%. This is a newly elected president. He's only in office several months. They were slashing the defense budget. Then you go listen to his speech to the nation, to the House of Representatives, and how everyone stood up and applauded when they announced they were going to increase the military budget by $40 billion overnight. Mm-hmm. And this, by the way, is on the heels of the dot-com crash that happened in March of 2000. And the United States is going into the toilet in a recession. So when you start putting the pieces together, it all goes back to Eisenhower.
Yeah.
That's right. The military-industrial complex taking over the nation. And now, very interesting, today's papers, Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, big, big articles. And you know who they're buying? Brought to you by the National Association of Manufacturers and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. America's interests are at stake in Russia and Ukraine.
There we go. We've got to have a war.
They're calling for peace. They're calling for prosperity. They're calling for no sanctions. They can see the handwriting on the wall.
Oh, really?
They know that the United States is in no position for more war. And that's what we're writing about. This is, again, the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
The manufacturers.
That is news. That's like a complete 180 to turn around. Because, you know, we look at, as you pointed out, 9/11, defense budget is going down. They say we don't have anybody to fight, so they've got to create a new enemy. And they create a new bureaucracy, Homeland Security, where they expand the military-industrial complex, not just to fight wars abroad, but to bring it home and to create a police state industrial complex. You know, it was Madison who said that if tyranny ever comes to these lands, it'll be in the name of fighting a foreign enemy. Well, we've got that now. That same organization, Homeland Security, we're just talking about collapsing the borders and then harassing people and charging them as to grope them, to take away their freedom and their dignity at the airport. So I'm really surprised to see the Chamber of Commerce and manufacturers saying we don't want to have a nuclear war. I thought these guys would be all for it. That's good news.
Again, they know numbers, yeah. And the numbers are that the economy. Again, you look at the markets as we're talking. You know, they're down. Why? Oh, the other thing, the first quarter was terrible. Now they're downgrading the second quarter. Everybody that's real knows what's going on here. We're wasting over $1 trillion in total expenses on the so-called military, industrial, and cyber complex. And then you're looking again back at the real numbers here. The economy is going down. The people in the know that we cannot afford more war. And that's what this Trends Journal is. Again, bring on peace, bring on prosperity. And what I'm launching, and we're going to be doing in the following months, is an Occupy Peace movement. And anybody that wants to sign up, they could go to OccupyPeace.us. This is only for America. You want to do it in your country, you do it. And I'm up here in Colonial Kingston, New York. The 1777 Senate building, the oldest public building in the United States, is literally a stone's throw away from me. Every one of the founding fathers, no foreign entanglements. And that's what Occupy Peace is based on. No foreign entanglements. I see these guys on television, Cheney and Graham and this one and that one. What we have to do here, what we have to do there. You want to go in a foreign country? Send yourself, send your wife, send your kids. Keep me out of your psycho trip. All you do is create one disaster after another. So OccupyPeace.us is no foreign entanglements. Bring home all the troops, all the money, and rebuild America. Seal the borders tight. Bring home our no more coming over. We can't take care of our own. After the Great Depression, when it hit, immigration, no immigration, until we can rebuild the country and help feed our own people and put them back to work. When we do that, I'm all in favor of opening the borders. Now, seal them tight. And by the way, I've been writing about this. Go back to Trend Tracking 1989. Go back to Trends 2000, Warner Books 1997. What a big shant was with the H-1B visas, with the immigration policy. They're destroying the nation. They're bringing in cheap labor, undercut our labor. And, oh, we don't have any smart people in this country. We got to bring them from India and China. We're just a bunch of imbeciles.
Yeah, that's right.
Even the imbeciles, you can't get a lousy job. You're talking about automation of automobiles, drive them on their own. You don't need a driver. Check this out. The news thing is, when you go order some crappy corporate food, all you have to do, you don't need a waiter or a waitress. All you need to do is just put it into your smartphone and it'll get delivered to you. So all those lousy jobs, when you look at the job numbers in quote the hospitality sector, they're even going to do away with them.
Oh, yeah. It's not just manufacturing. It's going to be service. It's going to be transportation. It's going to be automation everywhere. And that's going to accelerate the concentration of wealth into the hands of the few. It's going to increase the unemployment. And yet we're told by, again, it's U.S. Chamber of Commerce and others are pushing for this uncontrolled immigration because they're telling us that we need a workforce. It was just last week that I've been talking about this last couple of days. David Petraeus was at the Thatcher Conference on Liberty, and he answered the question, after America, what's next? And he said, that's easy, North America. He starts talking about NAFTA. He talks about how right now we're going to go from a situation where we've got 100 people on an assembly line down to where we've got 100 robots and two people looking at them. So how do we deal with that? But he's excited about this demographic surge. So you know
why
that it's something.
Listen to this guy? Why would anybody listen to him?
Yeah.
Read his words. We have it in the Trends Journal. Everything that he ever said came to nothing. Yo, you remember the troop surge in Afghanistan?
Right.
Oh, brilliant, man. Oh, yeah, great job in Mosul. Hey, how about Fallujah? Yeah, I'll Fallujah you. This guy, they're all losers, and all they do, the prostitute media, they keep recycling the same guys and women over and over again that have done nothing than destroy this country. Oh, and then you look at little David. Yo, David, David married the girl whose father was running West Point. That's right. Another guy that got his ticket punched. Punching his way up and brown-nosing his way up the line. That's how these guys get there. I began my career, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 23. The worst job I ever had. Or I'd be talking to my buddy, he'd leave me to follow the senator, pull his chair and help him sit down. He'd come back, I'd say, hey man, what's the matter? Cat can't sit down by himself? Need some help? All they are suck-ups. They're brown noses. They don't have any courage. They don't have any dignity. You know what they have? They have a bad attitude and a lot of arrogance to tell us how we should live our lives. How can anybody allow what's going on in this country to keep going on? That's why I become emotional when I talk about what this nation used to be and how a bunch of little boys and girls have destroyed it, and there's no courage out there among the people to say, I had enough. And that's why we're launching Occupy Peace. You want to go to war? You're a traitor against Washington. You're a traitor against the founding fathers, and I don't need some guy from Harvard, Princeton, or Yale to tell me that Washington, a real man, that was a commander-in-chief, not these little boys that couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. Let them go to Washington. Let them go to Franklin and Adams and Madison and tell them they were all full of crap. No, you should go fight wars.
That's right, Gerald. And I know, of course, he's working for KKR now, and he's been to Bilderberg the last couple of years. So now he's an investment banker, going from the military to the CIA to an investment banker. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. Gerald, I want to get your take on Bloomberg's soda ban being turned over. Hang on, we'll be right back with Gerald Celente.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have on the phone with us in this final segment, Gerald Celente. Now, Gerald, you were just holding up an ad from the paper showing that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is, and other industry groups have taken out an ad calling for peace. We see that the Supreme Court yesterday is telling the police if they want to look at our phones, get a warrant. Now we've got a New York court, the New York Court of Appeals, striking down Bloomberg's soda ban. I mean, wake me up. Are things going our way or what? I mean, this is some good news. I never thought I would hear. I think I'm dreaming, or what's going on here?
Well, you know, to some extent. And, you know, the soda ban thing, it is all this stupidity.
Yeah.
You know, no bullying zone. I love that one, too. Yeah, no, we're going to put, and a zero tolerance. It's the nanny state.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, we're coming out with the New Trends Journal, and one of the stories is going to be, don't blame Obamacare. It goes back to the with the soda ban. Blame I don't care.
Oh, that's good.
Look what the nation has become. And they try to, you know, we have an obesity problem. The numbers are much higher. There was a story out just yesterday about much worse than it is. The numbers are being reported. So we can't have all these drugs. They're trying to put soda bans, school things. We have a product that we believe can be FDA approved. It's called Tapazine. And it works like this. You cut off a piece of tape, and you put a piece of root.
You can't get a spoon in there. You can't get a knife in there. You just duct tape solution. Well, that's right, you know, because duct tape.
The side effects when you rip it off hurts a little bit. But what I'm trying to say is, how about self-responsibility?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about enough of this crap for any jerk to tell us how we should live our lives?
That's right.
So, Tapazine, you know, said $29.95. You know, I mean, how could anybody make this crap up? Huh? Do you see the drugs they're trying to push through? A new one was just is about to get approved. You take this thing, it's perfect. Your stomach swells up. So you can't, I'm not making it up. And so then you have the side effects. David, in this next Trends Journal, we're showing how the greatest cost to the American public in healthcare is going to be having to do with food and diet. The poison foods that we're eating and the enormous amounts that people are consuming. So when you go back to the story about the soda ban, you know, yeah, how about a mind ban, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's all about, and again, it's all tied again. When people start showing dignity, courage, and self-respect about themselves, they don't take baloney from a bunch of jerks that call themselves commanders-in-chief, secretaries of this or that, senator this or congressman that.
Well, and of course, the people who have woken up to the health effects, who do want to take control of their lives, what they do is they hide that information from them on the labels. They don't want people to know if they've got GMO products in there. They want to keep that information away from people, just like they don't want them to know what's in the vaccines or whatever. They don't want people to be informed. And yet at the same time, they say, well, you're doing things unhealthy because they put a lot of unhealthy stuff like high fructose corn syrup into so many different things that we eat and a whole litany of things. And they say, well, you're not taking responsibility of your life, so we're going to create this, and this is an article on Bloomberg, hospitals will see donuts to cigarette charges for health. So they're going to start nanny stating everybody using the computer technostate. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gerald Celente. That's trendsjournal.com. That's a great magazine. It comes out quarterly, right, Gerald? And you're about to have another issue.
Yep, and we do Trends in the News each weekday night.
Super. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, David. Great being on with you.
Thank you. And tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, the nightly news. Support us at Prison Planet TV. Your subscription can be shared with up to 10 other people. Do yourself.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.